Kirsa Hawkins here for Natural Health Warriors, and this is the first video in a series of five detailing the three steps that I use to help my clients get vibrant health and energy. So those three steps in a nutshell are activate, build, and cleanse. The first three videos are going to be on the activate stage because I think it's the one that is least utilized, even in the natural health world. It is the least understood, but it is the most important one that we need to start with. Now, do you have an accumulation of things in your home that you just don't know what to do with? Things that maybe they have sentimental value, maybe they are unfinished projects, things that need to be repaired, things that we might throw away eventually, but we're just not sure because we might need it in the future. So many of us, we accumulate those things, and it might start out that it's just a box of items put away somewhere. It could be a junk drawer, or it could be a closet that begins to overflow, and now there's a storage room. We pile it away in our attic, in our basement, in our garage, or eventually just get a storage unit. And it's just a whole bunch of things that we don't know what to do with. Now this weighs us down, this bogs us down. Our body does the same thing. Things come into it that it doesn't know how to process, deal with, it needs to save for later, or it just actually can't get rid of. And this bogs us down. We'll get bogged down physically and emotionally. And it becomes more and more difficult to deal with these. Now we can't clean out that junk drawer or storage unit until we're emotionally ready. Have you ever opened a box, you've gone through a box of things that you've been carrying around that has sentimental value, and you're like, okay, today's the day, I'm gonna go through the box and I'm gonna get rid of most of the things in there. But you open that box and you're again hit with that wave of emotion that caused you to store them in the first place. You go through the box, and maybe you have a good cry over the things that are in there as you revisit old memories. In the end, you might get rid of one or two things, but the majority of the box is put back exactly how it was. And now you feel defeated. You didn't get anywhere. You might actually feel worse about it. You might have opened up old wounds. One of the big things that we need to realize about the body, if you start to look into physics or quantum physics, you'll realize that the body is actually made up mostly of energy. We are very little matter. You could actually, if you removed all of the energy and just shrunk us down to our actual physical matter, we'd be itty bitty. You wouldn't even be able to see us. And the point is that the more energy we are, the more energetic, the more of this non-physical self that we have, the lighter that we are. And things that spin faster are lighter. They have more energy. Take, for instance, a helicopter. When a helicopter is just sitting there, not turned on, it is a very heavy thing. But when we are able to turn the engine on and we start that blade spinning so fast, it makes it lighter. So speed makes us lighter. Another one, I grew up watching the Tour de France. My mom was a big Lance Armstrong fan. And you would watch him pedal so fast that that wheel is just a blur. And he would go so fast, and that's where it was easy for him to go fast because he knew energetically how to be light. And for most of us, we get on our bike and we're like, oh my goodness, it's so heavy. I'm going so slow. This bike is so heavy because we're being weighed down. In the same way, we have emotions that cause us to cause our energy to be slower and they weigh us down. Things like fear, grief, shame, apathy, pride, and guilt. On the other end of the spectrum, there are the lighter emotions that just almost as if they pick us up. Things like acceptance, willingness, courage, reason, peace, joy, and love. But it's really difficult when we get in those lower states. We can actually get stuck there, and it's much more difficult to reach those higher states in which we are actually physically lighter and have more energy. This is where I utilize flower essences. They are one of the most important things that I start my clients off with because they work on that energetic, that vibrational component of the body and can help to break up these emotional states. Another tool that I really like to utilize is EFT. It's called Emotional Freedom Technique, and NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And with that, we are actually able to break up some of the stories that we tell ourselves time after time. Now, my husband and I, we started rewatching Survivor from the very beginning. Our first season that we ever saw was season 19, and we had continued through there. And we went back, we wanted to see how those earlier shows went. We were so convinced, so season 19 and 20 were shows that this controversial character, he's a human, Russ Hantz was in there, and we were convinced from having watched Survivor 15 years ago the first time that, or I guess it'd be like 10 years ago, that Russ Hantz won the second time that he was on Survivor. We were convinced. So as we were rewatching this season that we hadn't seen for 10 years, we're going through these emotions like, oh my goodness, how does he survive this? Like, how does he keep going? But we were convinced that we knew that he had won, when in reality he didn't. So our stories in our heads, our memories, we can actually fool ourselves into believing something that we thought was true and then come to find out that it wasn't. Also, we might have negative things that happened to us in our past. Things that they were emotional, they were traumatizing, but they only happened to us once. They happened to us that one time. However, when we continue to replay those stories in our minds, we get trapped in that same emotional frequency. We re-traumatize ourselves over and over with these stories, yet they only happen to us that one time, and our memories are not 100% accurate. So our subconscious is running on those stories, especially the more that we replay them and re-traumatize ourselves. Our subconscious will continue to run that in the background, and that will affect how we interact with ourselves, with our loved ones, with our children, and with the world, and we'll be operating on those lower, heavier frequencies. So part of what I help people to do is to change their story, to go from this story of being a victim that we're replaying over and over in our heads to a story of somebody that rises above. We have to rise out of those lower frequency emotions. Otherwise, we are just stuck there, and because we're operating at a lower frequency, a lower vibration, our body is like that bicycle that's moving so slowly that it's so heavy and doesn't get anywhere, that I have to help my clients get out of that pattern and teach themselves a new story. So this was video one. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, let me know, drop something in the comments, give me a heart. And you can check out how I work with my clients at nhwarriors.com. Stands for Natural Health Warriors. nhwarriors.com. Thanks so much for watching, and have a blessed day.